Welcome to the Fisher of Men broadcast with Brother Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church.
I was burdened down with sin. No happiness was found within. I never knew the meaning of joy down in my soul. When at last I finally knelt, contentment filled my soul like I never felt. Heaven came down, there was glory all around when He saved my soul.
I remember the day
when the Lord saved me.
All of heaven came down.
I was happy and free.
Glory filled my soul.
For I knew the Lord had made me whole. I shall never forget the day when the Lord saved me. Now a life of peacefulness deep within my heart abides. Since the day that Jesus took my sins away, and to heaven I will go to spend the endless ages while they ever roll, praising His name for the glorious day that He saved my soul.
I remember the day
when the Lord saved me.
All of heaven came down. I was happy and free.
Glory filled my soul.
For I knew the Lord had made me whole. I shall never forget the day when the Lord saved me.
And I remember the day.
When the Lord saved me.
All of heaven came down. I was happy and free.
Glory filled my soul.
For I knew the Lord had made me whole. I shall never forget the day when the Lord saved me.
Hello again. This is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. Thankful to be able to come back this way once again and have what we consider another God-given opportunity to bring a message from the Word of God. And I sincerely do appreciate your attention, appreciate the what we consider just a blessing to be able to have a work in this great work of God, just some small part. We know very much that if there's any good that comes out of the work, that it's going to have to be because that God's hand is involved in it. And we'd like to encourage you that as you consider the Word of God and consider the message, that if there's something that's brought out that's truly helpful, we would like to encourage you and ask you to just thank the Lord for that, because we believe very much, as we said, we'll go to the Lord in prayer in just a moment of time. When we do, you'll notice that we do ask the Lord to help us and guide us and direct us. And so if there's good that's come from it, indeed, He ought to be the one who gets the thanks. And so we would truly appreciate it. I just want to say that up front and ask you to keep that in mind. We do want to go to the Lord in prayer. But before we do, we might make mention that this broadcast, that it is available. We have this not only providing it in this way over the radio, but we do also provide a copy of it. And we have that copy available at a website. And that website is called Fisher of Men Baptistic.com. And that's Fisher of Men all together. Fisher of Men and then Baptistic. That's Baptist with IC on the end of it, Baptistic.com. And there on that website, you'll find a variety of materials, this message being one of those. And you're more than welcome to, invited and encouraged to consider the information there, share it with others. It's all provided absolutely without any charge whatsoever. Just, again, and as the Lord may impress and lay upon your heart to share with others, we'd invite you to do so, because that's what it's there for. Again, we thank you for allowing us to come be with you today. We do want to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. If it's to where you can, you'd like to join with us, let us pray. Holy and wise Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for the great many blessings of God which you so richly extend to us through thy Son, Christ Jesus. And we're thankful, Father, for the many blessings of life. Thankful for life and another day we know you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for guidance and direction. Most of all, we're thankful for soul salvation, knowing, Father, the reality of it. And we're thankful, God, that it's such that we can tell others about, and as you've established in your word, that indeed that all must come the same way, so that when we share the message and share that that you've set before us, O God, that indeed that it's going to be the same down through life, unchanging, just as unchanging as the great law of God, so it is with the grace of God. Well, Father, we pray that you'd remember the many sad and needy circumstances. Remember those who have been brought to our attention, and not only those, but perhaps some listening to this message. We pray, God, for those who might be listening who are afflicted. Pray, God, mainly for the ones who are lost, who know thee not, nor the free pardon of sin, knowing, Father, that they have the worst condition of all. We pray, God, for their souls. Thankful, Father, for the great love of God, and for the free will offering of Christ of his own self on behalf of us all. We pray, Father, you'd help us through our lives, that not only in sharing the message, but then in living in such a way that indeed those who are lost who encounter us, that, Father, they'd be persuaded not only from the Word of God, but from the testimony of our own lives, of the great richness of soul salvation and the reality of it, that they might seek it and find it for their own selves. And we pray, God, that you would bless this work and let it be such that you could use it to the good end, that it'd be helpful to many. Bless, Lord, this message today, not only blessing it, Father, in us as we try to deliver it, but bless it, Father, in the days to come, so as those who that might hear it, that the truth, as you've said it before us, Lord, that it is ageless, that it's timeless, and that it always be up to date and be applicable when that it is heard. So take and bless and use. We know we fail to ask so many things, but fail not to grant. For we seek and ask all these favors. In Jesus' name, for his name's sake, we do pray. Amen. We said earlier that we have some thoughts on our heart that we feel like we need to try to address, and we want to give our attention to these thoughts. We'll begin reading in the New Testament out of the book called 1 John. Now, 1 John is back toward the Revelation. There are three of these smaller books with the title of John on it. This is the first one of those, and this book has five chapters in it. And as we turn to this fifth chapter, we'll start reading with the ninth verse. And here in the ninth verse of this portion of the Word of God, we find it recorded, "If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Now, with the mistakes we may have made, this gives us a reading lesson of a few verses of Scripture from 1 John chapter 5, and we've read from verse 9 down through verse 13. These scriptures that we have addressed, they have a very clear message that's presented in them. And this clear message is about knowing that we have eternal life, and in knowing that, that we would even be convinced, that we would be more deeply persuaded to have confidence in the resurrected Son of God. The message of God about Jesus Christ is that He lives, is that He is interacting with us, in that the hand of invitation unto us all is extended. He's extended that hand to every man, woman, boy, girl, across the whole world. And that hand that is extended, that there's a reality to that, and a knowledge that accompanies having this relationship that God describes for us here. First off, we have it set before us that God has given us a record. Now, in that record, we have the record of God standing right along beside the record of men. Now, notice the first verse says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. So here we have standing right before us what man has to say about something. And on the other hand, we have what God has to say about something. Now, you might be listening to this and get to thinking, well, you know, as you're speaking, you realize you're a man. And so then as you, in as much as you're a man, then you realize that verse is, it puts you in there too, that your witness as a man. So if we receive that, we've got God's witness standing beside that, and God's witness is greater. And I believe, radio friend, I want you to understand that's the point, is that in our life, as we proceed toward eternity, and we are eternity-bound creatures, you and I both, men, we all are heading toward eternity, and that God has extended His hand to us so that we would realize that we've got to go to Him directly, that it's not enough that we hear good intention, men and women. It's not enough that we're persuaded by convincing speeches or convincing messages or convincing presentations. Perhaps we go to a play or we see some type of performance, or we hear singing, we hear music. It's not enough that we receive what man has to tell us. We have to go to what God, we have to go directly to God, not only hearing what God has to tell us, but have this relationship with Him, because our part, a faithful messenger of the Son of God, doesn't point you to mankind. What we do is we uphold Jesus, and we point you to Jesus. And if you come to us and unite yourself to mankind, and you go through practices that mankind may read from books and say, this is what's happened for a great vast number of years, that's not enough. Because though you receive the witness of men, and though you're convinced by what man has to say, it's not eternal life. The witness of God is greater. Here's God's record. God's record is, he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. That is, when we, as mankind, hear God's record, we receive something for that belief. There's something that happens internal. Notice a verse of Scripture. Over in 1 John chapter 3, it says this, he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Notice this gift. There is a gift from God. By the Spirit that he hath given to us, we know that he abides in us. Now we understand what it is to abide in something. Think about abiding in a house. If you have a house and someone is abiding in the house, what are they doing? Well, do they go into that house? Do they dwell in that house? Do they enter that house? We all realize that when someone abides in a house, they enter the house. They go into that house. They dwell in that house. This scripture says, this is how we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he hath given us. That's a direct gift from God. This is God's record then. So you have all of these things that you may have heard from mankind. And my radio friend, I would not even begin to guess everything you have heard. I would not even begin to guess the things which you have witnessed that says that this is representing God, or just do this and that'll be, you'll know that this is of God and you can rest assured that this is from God. I have no idea all the things that you have heard, but I want you to consider this and think along these lines. Think upon this. God created this world. He made this world. He put life in this world. He gave you and me both our life. He sustains this world, allows it to continue on. Can he not? Is it not reasonable to consider? Is it not reasonable to conclude that he who is this powerful, that we can interact with him, and that he wants to interact with us, and inasmuch as he has directly interacted with this world over and over, his message is that he constantly interacts with this world. Is it not reasonable to conclude that he wants to interact with you and with me, and in this interaction, he actually lets us know for himself where we stand with him? And he says his record is, if we have truly believed, if we have truly done what he means, people are always trying to explain to us what it is that God means when he has written whatever in the Bible. People are always trying to explain that to us. God says, here's his record. Here's his record. Here, what he means, what he is saying when he says, if we believe, if we do what he means when he says we are to believe on his son, if we do what he is meaning when he says that, there's something that happens. And that something that happens is he gives us a gift. And this is how we know. We receive a gift from him. And this scripture says, hereby we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he hath given to us. Let's consider another verse of scripture about this. This same scripture, or similar scripture, over in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 16 says this. The Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. I'm going to back up and read a few other scriptures. This scripture are rich indeed. It came to our mind as we were just reading that last verse, and this is out of Romans chapter 8. It says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. That's verse 8. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. I'll read that again. This last verse. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That man is none of Christ. Now, radio friend, that puts us in jeopardy of that Christ explains to us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, when he says, in that day, that there are going to be people. That is the day of judgment. There are going to be people who say, haven't we prophesied in your name? Haven't we cast out devils in your name? Haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? That tells you about all these religious things that we see in the world. You know, when Easter comes around or Christmas rolls around, people's religion gets stirred up. And it's good that we get stirred up in God. We just need to be stirred up in the truth too. Not just in, God wants people to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ taught, and that's what we need to believe. It's not enough though, just to say that we're talking for God and so-called prophesying for God, that we're so-called casting out devils for God, whatever that means. But we can deceive ourselves into believing we're doing all kinds of things for God's sake, and that we're doing all these things for God. We can convince ourselves of all kinds of things, or doing wonderful works. Jesus Christ brought it down to this final point. He said, and in that day I will tell those people, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Now, many of you may be listening today and saying that you have long time concluded that people who say that they're religious, say that they're doing this for Jesus and that for Jesus, you've concluded a long time ago that they didn't know what they were talking about, and if that's what serving God is, then you don't want any part of it. You may have concluded that a long time ago. Well, radio friend, consider this. Jesus said just because people say that, that does not mean that they're serving Him. That does not mean that they are doing, that they are truly serving Him. They're convinced, perhaps, but just because they're convinced, that does not make God, that does not obligate God to claim them as His. Jesus Christ brought it down. Turn over there and read Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, 22, and 23. He says it, and it's been recorded right there. He said, I'll say to them in that day, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. That's the pivotal point. That's the all important thing for us to be able, to please God, to do what God would have us to do. We must have Christ within us. We must have this experience with God. We must have received this gift. We'll back up and read this again. I read this earlier from 1 John chapter 3, and that was verse 24, that said this, and hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given us. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Through this experience, through this that God says, that the record is, this is God's record, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. That's God's record. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son, notice again, a possession. He that hath the Son hath life. So this life, this is what we're talking about from the Scriptures about the new birth. Over in John chapter 3, this is life coming to us, life given to us from God, having the Spirit abide, like that house was talking about. The Spirit enters in, and the Spirit is life. This is God's message. He's given to the whole world life in His Son, Jesus Christ. He's demonstrated this to us. I don't know that it's even, that we're even able with our limited ability of our mind. I don't know if we're able to truly grasp what all took place when God sent His Son into the world through the virgin birth. And you know, that sounds like a fantastic thing and borders on the unimaginable, that someone would be able to have that a woman who never knew a man, that is in that physical sense, to be able to become with child, and that child to come into this world, and in that child uniting in His own self, God uniting in that child the divinity of God and the humanity of man. So that what we have is the only begotten Son of God, the only one in all the history, all of history past, and there's going to be nothing in the future. But in the history of humanity, this one comes on the scene and uniting in Himself the humanity of man and the divinity of God so that He is the Emmanuel, God with us. And that one, that He has given, God has given to us life, that all of mankind, that our attention is to be drawn to that one and see there the very thing that we need, that is life. And then, beyond that, in His death on the cross, that in by these proofs that were laid before us all, that He was really dead. And then on the third day, He raised from the dead, and after being raised from the dead, by many infallible proofs, proofs that go, God has demonstrated to us with infallible proofs that this one who was dead is now alive and will never die again. He liveth forevermore. So that we as mankind looks to this one because He was fully human. He passed through death, a place where we're all headed. We're headed toward death. And so in to us, our attention should be drawn to Him and see, hey, look, God has demonstrated to us, here is life, and not just the kind of life we have when we were born into the world, but this is a life which goes beyond death. It has passed through that door and came out with eternal life, the type of life that we as mankind who are facing death, this is the type of life that we need. And God's record is He's given us that life in His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And those of us who possess that life, we have this witness in us, because just as a house and somebody abides in it, you have to enter into it. That's the testimony that we should all have who've been born again. I have that testimony. I know without a doubt that I have been born again, not because of anything I've done. I have no point of pride on it all. There's nothing that I did other than believe from down within my heart. And how do I know that? His Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. And if a child, then an heir. So this condition, this scripture sets it before us. Another verse of scripture over in Mark 16:16 says this. And this is talking about how that we will be damned. Why that we are, that condition of being damned is a condition of not being a recipient of this, not being a possessor of this eternal life. Scripture says this, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. This believing again is more than what comes to the old mind, more than what is described by men. God, if we receive man's witness, the witness of God is greater. Well, so men want to explain what this means. Well, God is evidence-based. He sets us before us on evidence. Christ said he would turn people away because he never knew them. The scripture says this has been written for us, this reading lesson. It was written for us that we may know that we have eternal life. And what was written? It was written that he that believes, that is, he that does what God has said that we are supposed to do, has the possession in himself. So my radio friend, regardless of what man has told you to do and you've done in following the instructions of man, my question for you, my radio friend, is, do you have this possession? Does Christ abide in you? If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. That's what God has said in the Bible. So examine yourself. Examine your own self and be honest within the examination. Where do you stand? If you have that possession within, Christ abides within, the Bible says you're a child of God. If you don't, then the Bible says you're none of His. My radio friend, I hope that you'll be honest with yourself, because God is going to absolutely be honest with you. He's going to be honest with us all. This has been our message. Good news, the good news is, though, if you make that search and you find that you don't have that possession, the good news is you can get it today. You can get it right now if you'd go to the Lord and put your faith, put your confidence in God's record. Turn away from man. At some point, you've got to go to God for yourself to receive this gift. I would hope that you would do so even in this hour, at this very time. This has been our message. Thank you again for tuning in. Anything helpful has been said. Anything helpful has been shared. You be careful to thank the Lord for that, because He is truly the one who guides and directs and helps us as we try to take up these thoughts. Thank you again. Again, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Fisher of Men broadcast. If you'd like additional information or to download a copy of this week's message, go to fisherofmenbaptistic.com. All materials and recordings are provided free of charge and may be distributed as the Lord leads.